Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for giving me a call. I appreciate it.
What will you be doing as the Northwest Colorado District Manager?
Well, as the District Manager for Northwest Colorado, of course, I'll have oversight of 5 field offices and 2 national conservation areas. Northwest Colorado covers, about 5 million acres of BLM surface and almost 9 million acres of mineral estate. I hope to be able to bring a little bit of consistency between field offices. Certainly, I will have a role in managing the budget and the staffing, trying to secure those resources we need to manage public lands in Northwest Colorado.
BLM Colorado manages almost half of Colorado's greater sage-grouse habitat and nearly half of the Gunnison sage-grouse habitat. You know, how do you strike that right balance between oil and gas development and other kinds of development and protecting these sensitive species?
Well, as you know, BLM has probably one of the most complex management missions of any public land management agency. So it's not easy to balance the differing needs of different users, different resource values across the district. But, you know, we have to start with the idea of it's in everybody's best interest to prevent listing of the sage-grouse. And so we start from the ground up. What are the habitat needs on the ground? We then try to find what would be some management decisions BLM could make to meet the needs of both habitat and the life cycle of the bird. And then we start to overlay those with our other resource values, our other resource users, and see how we can try to strike a balance.
Well, and you're coming from Wyoming, where, you know, the population is smaller than in Colorado. Do you anticipate more pressure from different interests when it comes to how to use the land?
You know, I don't really see the population driving that. Wyoming is a state like Colorado that has a very high percentage of public lands and, of course, a lot of federal minerals. And I think the issues are really similar. We have oil and gas development. We have sage grouse. We have great recreation opportunities. You're always going to have conflicts when you have different uses vying for the same piece of federal land. So even though our population is smaller, I would guess the same interests are represented here in Wyoming.
Well, and you mentioned oil and gas issues in Wyoming. You know, how might your experience with that translate into what's happening here on Colorado's western slope?
Wyoming is a major oil and gas producer from public lands, probably the largest in the nation in terms of public land energy production. So I do have a lot of experience with oil and gas issues. I led the team that developed Wyoming's leasing reform implementation plan back in 2010. And I have a lot of experience on the ground with the footprint of oil and gas. In the past, I was a hydrologist and soil scientist. So I worked very closely on the ground trying to minimize impacts from oil and gas development, mitigate those impacts as much as possible. So I think I bring experience to Colorado that will be helpful in dealing with the exact same types of issues.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Well, I appreciate the chance.